The Lingerie Photo Shoot, Anal Lovers 37, First Time Anal Sex Erotica, Copyright 2023 by Kimmy Welsh, written by Kimmy Welsh, narrated by Tallulah Rouge. The Lingerie Photo Shoot, Anal Lovers 37. I've been selling lingerie online now for a year, and it was going great. I'd put new outfits up weekly, and had quite the following, although most of that following consisted of guys who just wanted to see me modeling the latest pieces. I had a bit of a hustle on the side, selling used lingerie to the men who wanted it, but mostly my business was all above board. I rented from a husband and wife, and the wife, Mrs. Shields, even helped with the photographs after a bit of convincing. She hated the idea of me showing my body off, but when I told her I never showed my face, she started to lighten up a bit. When I showed her my profits, she was all for it. The money rolled in, and the business, if you could call it that, grew. At 19, I was making more money than a lot of my friends, and having a bunch of fun doing it. But then one day, everything changed. My page was due a big update, and I'd planned on some revealing lingerie to really kick things off with the rebrand. I blurred out all the parts I couldn't show, and that only made my male audience salivate more. The worst thing a woman can do is give up the goods early. I didn't want to rule out an OnlyFans page just yet. Anyway, I had a bunch of people waiting for that week's release, and no one to take my photo. Mrs. Shields was away on vacation, and the friend I'd lined up to replace her had taken ill. In desperation, I turned to Mr. Shields, the 40-something, shy spouse of my regular photographer. It's weird, I know, but it kind of made sense at the time. I mean, he was right there at home with me. It just seems sensible.
"Geez, Hannah, can't you wait for Kathy to get back?"
he said, immediately against the idea. "I can't miss the deadline."
"But it's your deadline. Why don't you just do it later?"
"Because if I had that attitude, I'd never make a good business." He hummed in vague approval.
"What do I need to do?"
"Just point the camera and shoot," I said. "It's really easy, I promise." Mr. Shields slapped his hands on his big bare thighs. It was summer, and he'd taken to only wearing shorts around the house. His hairy barrel chest inflated as he breathed deep and stood up.
"Let's do it,"
he said.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?